Good evening. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. I was watching Alex Hormozi today or yesterday, sometime recently, and he talked about his definition of love. It was something to this effect. What I'm willing to do in order to maintain something, or excuse me, what I'm willing to sacrifice in order to maintain something. And the notion of sacrifice is important because you're going to be giving something up. It doesn't necessarily need to be a hardcore sacrifice where you just can't stand it and you hate it. Usually, most of the sacrifices I make are things that elevate my experience over the long term. Short term, sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's very unpleasant. But long term, usually they make things better. You know, sometimes better between me and another person. Sometimes just makes my life better for me. But it makes things better when done consistently. Or at least, I guess those are the positive sacrifices. There are sacrifices sometimes where, you shouldn't have sacrificed that. I've had those situations as well. But I wanted to touch on that idea of love. I think it's useful. I think it's an excellent start. One piece of this, I think, gets to the willingness to let your gradual practice, your gradual setting of things right in your life lead to the positive feelings rather than hoping you'll get the positive feelings and then you'll do all the practices that you think you should. In almost 100% of cases, that's the opposite of how it works. You actually have to commit to the activity first. And typically when you commit, it gets easier. But there's still going to be times where you don't feel like doing it. And particularly the first few times, usually you don't feel like doing it. And then the feeling like doing it starts to arise from two things. One, the consistently doing it over time. And it just becomes something that you feel a little off if you don't do it. But also just giving it a couple of minutes. Because when you first start anything, even if you've been doing it for a long time, your body, your mind, your brain, you might not be quite in the space for it just yet. You might not be in the zone just yet right when you start. But if you give it a couple of minutes, usually you'll adapt to it and you'll be all right. And that's true early on too, although early on you might have to struggle the whole way through it sometimes. So it's something to keep in mind. But having that mindset of I'm going to put things in place that lead to the kind of emotional experiences I want, instead of, I hope I'll have the emotional experiences I want in order to do the things I think I ought to do. Usually you got to move first. Usually you got to act first. And then gradually, you may not build a perfect emotional state, but your state's always going to vary, but you are going to build stronger and stronger emotional habits and emotional tendencies from the actions you regularly take part in. The more you love anything you're practicing, whether it be your speaking, it's your communication to people in general, your business you're building, your work, your health practices, any of these things you build in life, over time, you're going to get more and more out of them. And it's going to be something like love. And there's going to be sacrifices. And there's going to be struggle. But you got to be willing to go first. So long as you're willing to go first, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to get a lot back. And every time you go, every time you practice something, you're getting a chance to pay a little more attention, to get a little more clear. And one of the pieces of clarity that comes up again and again, you can put things in place, but most of the time you got to put them in place by moving, by getting your body moving, by doing the practice, by getting in the workout, by doing the relaxation, by getting the activity in. And then your overarching emotional state gets more and more favorable on average over time. That's a very positive thing, isn't it? Because moment to moment, there's always going to be bad feelings. But on the average, over time, you feel better, better, and better. So it's worth your time to start to fall in love with your life. And the way you do that is to just be patient. Step by step, start setting it right. I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for spending some time with me tonight. We'll talk again soon.